Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Shanim b'ni Darkei Tzedek. How does the years work for the subject of Arachin? So the Mishnah Yelet, Sheherech Es HaZaken. Let's say a young person vows to give Arachin of an older person. Nice and Erech Zaken. So he has to give the Erech of the older person, because again, that's the subject of the Erech. So he doesn't give based on his age, he gives based on the age of the person who he is vowing for. Zaken Sheherech Es HaYelet, or let's say an older person, says, I want to give the Erech of a younger person, nice and Erech Yelet. He gives the Erech based on the age of the Yelet, the younger person. Again, you always look at the Nerach in that case, look at the subject of the Erechin to determine the amount that the person who made the Erech Neder has to give. Arachin b'Nerach Ketzad. How is Arachin itself determined for the Nerach? Ish Sheherech Es HaIsha. If let's say a man says, I want to give the Erech of a woman, nice and Erech Isha. Again, he looks at the table based on the female values and he gives based on that, even though he is himself a man. Isha Sheherecha Es Ish, or if a woman says, I want to give the Erech of a man, nice senes Erech Ish, she gives based on the table designated for the men, even though she's a woman. V'erech bizman ha'erech ketzen. How do you have Arachin at the time of the Erech? Harichai pochos mi ben chamesh. Let's say someone says, I want to give the Erech of someone who's less than five. V'nas yesa al ben chamesh. And then at the time he's about to pay, he is now older than five. Now he's a different age bracket. Or pochos mi ben esrim. V'nas yesa al ben esrim. Or he says, I want to give to someone who at that time is less than 20. And then at the time he comes to pay, the person's already older than 20. He's beyond 20. Nice and gizman Erech. He gives the lower value based on the time of the Erech. You look at the age at the time he made the vow, as opposed to the time he's coming to pay. Now, Yom Shleishim Kilamatim Yemen. We know the first age bracket starts at 30 days. So the question is, what about day 30 itself? So day 30 itself belongs to the lower bracket, in essence, value of 0. And you only start counting the first bracket on day 31. So Yom Shleishim Kilamatim Yemen. You always push the beginning of that cycle, you push it down. So the 30th day is the first nothing cycle, and then you start the first bracket at 31. Shnas Chamesh, Shnas Eshrim. Now the 5th year, or the 20th year, meaning someone who is 4 years old or 19 years old, so they're already in their 5th year or they're already in their 20th year. Again, kilamatim menu, that belongs to the lower bracket. Shnemar v'im mi ben shishim shana v'lmala im zachar. It says when someone is 60 years old. So someone who's 60 years old, that means they're already in their 61st year. They passed their 60th birthday. And that starts the last bracket. Hari onolameidim b'kulam mishnas shishim. So we learn out all the brackets from the 60th year. Mashnas shishim kilamata, just like the 60th year, someone who's 59 years old, it goes to the lower bracket. He has to hit his 60th birthday to get to the next bracket. Kilamata mena, afshnas chomesh, shnas eshrim, kilamata mena. So to all the other brackets, that year belongs to the lower year. You have to hit the birthday and complete the 5 years or complete the 20th year, and now you're in the next bracket. So the Gemara, hein, is that really so? Emos shnas shishim kilamata mena lachmer. Yeah, I understand 60th year, you want to push it down so it's more chomer, because now it's in the higher bracket. But now, if you're going to push down the 50th or the 20th year, you're pushing it into a lower value bracket. And that's lakula. Who said you do that? Maybe you always push the year into the more chomer digger bracket. Tamalema shana shana. It says shana shana l'gzeri shava. Ma shana hamura b'shnas shishim kilamata menu. Just like the year that it says by the last bracket, the 60th year belongs to the lower bracket, not into to the next bracket. Af shana hamura b'shnas chomesh shnas esrim kilamata menu. Ben Hakol, Ben Lachmer. So therefore, again, the year always goes to the bracket below. You only have to reach that birthday do you get into the next bracket. Rabbi Loza Aimer, Achi Yiseres Al Shonim Chodesh V'Yemecher. Rabbi Loza says it's not just when you hit the birthday. You have to hit the birthday plus another month and one day, and then you move into the next bracket. That is the Sheet of Rabbi Loza. The Chachamim Tanakama argue on that. Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Aimer Mishkali Lai. Someone says, I want to give my weight as a neder. He has to give his weight. Now, im kesef kesef, he says, I want to give my weight in silver. You weigh him. You say, okay, you're 150 pounds. You pay 150 pounds of silver. Im zav zav, if he says, I want to give my weight in gold, he pays it in gold. Ma'isa be'ima shel yirmatya she'amra mishka biti alai. Yirmatya was a very rich woman. She said, I want to give the weight of my daughter. Also Yerushalayim, she went to Yerushalayim, Mishkalua, they weighed the daughter, Venasna Mishkala Bazov, and she gave it in gold. The point is, you can give really anything, unless you specify it, anything that's sold by weight. So if you want to give apples, you can give apples, because people weigh apples to sell. But if you're rich, you give something a little more expensive. So since Yermatya was very rich, she gave the weight of her daughter in gold. Mishkal Yad Yalaisim, I want to give the weight of my hand, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mamali. Now the problem is you can't weigh a hand separately. So Behuda says, Memale chavasmaim, you fill up a jug of water. Machnisa ad marpaka, you put it until your elbow. Veshaikel besar chamar vegidin, then you sort of pull out, you take meat, flesh of a donkey, and the sinews, vatsamais, and the bones, and you kind of estimate how much that would be in a human hand. Veneis and lesecha, and you put it into the jar until it fills up. Now you have matched the volume of basar and gidim and atzamais, approximate of a human hand, and then you weigh that, and that becomes what you pay. No one knows exactly how much flesh and how much bones there are, so this is not really the right way to do it. Basically, you do an estimate. The point is, you're estimating it anyways, so instead of going through the whole process, just do an estimate, and you estimate the weight, and then that's what you would pay to the Pedekabais.